So clearly the bookend of the reading today is all this talk about leprosy. Just a couple things preliminary about that. By leprosy, they didn't have some great medical taxonomy. So leprosy was anything that was physically disfiguring, some kind of skin ailment. And at the time this was written in Leviticus, leprosy, as later anthropologists will point out, was not a moral issue. It was a purity issue, just like every society distinguishes the world between what is objectionable and what is an object. Like picking your nose in North America is impure. So we have our own version of purity. And it's not immoral. It's just not done. So, too, the lepers were not dealt with. But it didn't have any moral meaning. By time of Jesus, it did have come to have some moral significance, because around 150, the Jews began to believe in demons and angels. Up to that time, they had not. And not surprisingly, they did what a lot of societies did, which was to associate disease with some kind of evil possession. So if you were sick, that means also the devil had their hands on you. I mean, even Ngandre, my son from Africa, he used to tell me that he was referred to as the demon child in the various places where he lived. Why? Because he was so disfigured by polio. So that's not an unusual thing. But all this is important when we come to see Jesus and his interaction with this leper. So the cleansing of the leper was also a moral act. It was as they understood it, certainly as Mark understood, the expulsion of some evil power over the life of this person. It was not just the cleansing. And also, please note, Jesus touched this man, which was against the law. You do not touch lepers. I mean, even at the time of Jesus, all this whole business in Leviticus, unclean, unclean, you know, about which so many jokes have been made. You know, it was still very much in place. And here this man touched this leper, this Jew. And that is important. Because it opens up what is the real meaning of this thing. What was the major problem with leprosy? Well, you had the physical disfigurement and maybe physical discomfort. But that was not the major problem with being a leper in Jesus' society. It was being excluded. That was the problem. Being cut off from other people. And that should not strike us as so strange either. Anybody who's been sick knows that one of the consequences of being sick, as one writer puts it, means you're cocooned within yourself. Terrible sense of isolation, and often enough, you're avoided by other people. So when Jesus cured this man, he did what the regular thing that Jesus did was to re-knit the human family. To put this man back in touch with everybody else. Literally in touch with. And that, I put it to you, is where the miracle lies. You know, we would like to stop, and often enough do, he said, oh, here's this poor guy and having all this tough time, and now Jesus solves all his problems, and then he can go about his business as he wanted to. Except that's not what the reading is about. That's not what the text is trying to say. To cure somebody is to restore him or her to everybody else, symbolically. And that's the miracle. The miracle is not just a physical alleviation of pain or disfigurement. The miracle is opening people up so that they will accept each other. That's the miracle. Even people who are ugly or disfigured. And it's really important because so often we have privatized the whole religious thing. Strange thing happened a couple weeks ago. My sister in St. Louis emailed me because she was afraid her pipes had frozen in her house. I mean, anybody who's had that experience know what a catastrophic event it is. You got water all over, you gotta take out all the rugs, blah, 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 blah. So she emailed me, oh, pray that the pipes get thawed, you know, the water gets thawed. Which I duly did. But then I emailed her back and said, you know, I'm sure God has something about your pipes and mine, but I think God probably has bigger fish to fry as well. And so she just sent me an email yesterday saying, well, I don't know about praying for peace. I mean, my sister's a fairly sophisticated woman, so she's not going to stop praying for peace. But I bring that up because there are separable issues. Huh? There are separable issues. And even if our pipes get thawed, as in fact they did with the help of a lot of space heaters and reducing the airflow through the house, what that should have done is not just say, oh my God, I just saved $3,000 from having the house redone. No, what that should have done is say, now I can go to the rest of the human beings I interact with more freely without that preoccupation. Because we all know, you know, as we watch our RSPs after 20 years sort of evaporate, and they are in a fairly good clip, too. It's possible simply to be cocooned by that experience as well. And I think we are. And now, as Tammy Faye Baker in their salad days once said, God wants to save you from the ravages of inflation. Well, that well may be or well may not be. But even if God does save us from the ravages of inflation, the whole point of that salvation is to make us more open to each other, not just to make sure that our nest has been properly feathered for the future. And this is central. This is central. We who, all of us, want to say that religion is a kind of private engagement between me and God, to travail in the difficulties of my own existence. I need constant to be reminded that the whole point here is to free me from myself. To free me from myself. And to free my community as well. Because that's certainly what happened with the leper. So that now I can be received by the rest of the human race, and the rest of the human race can receive me. And it doesn't take leprosy. It doesn't take a case. We can assume that it doesn't take a case of leprosy for that to be effective. So in a sense, we are all lepers. We all treat each other as lepers, too, to some extent, in one way or another. And what is going on here is saying, no, 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 no. We're called to more than that. We're called to be larger than that. We're called to be more real than that. That's self-engrossed than that. We're called to do what Paul said he was doing, to be imitators of him as he was of Christ.